Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
There's lots of Kings and lots of Ronalds, but there's only one Mike's Drive-Up in Eureka. At the corner of 7th and Broadway, Mike's Drive-Up serves double cheeseburgers loaded with chili, or you can order a double chili cheese dog. Oh, are they good? Mike's Drive-Up even has homemade milkshakes and malts. And of course, don't forget about Mike's world-famous garlic fries. So drive up to Mike's Tuesday through Saturday to take out lunch or dinner or even a snack, and you'll understand how Mike's Drive-Up advertises by word of mouth.
Hello, this is Dwayne Riggi with a Christmas message. Today is Christmas Day, one of the most celebrated days worldwide in the lives of both Christians and non-Christians. It is the celebration of the birth of Christ, the promised Messiah foretold in the book of Isaiah of the Old Testament. This very special day has been celebrated in many different ways by Christians for many centuries, including the celebration of the 12 days of Christmas. Christmas Day became the first day of the 12 days of Christmas many, many years ago, with January 6th as the 12th day and known as Three Kings Day. Three Kings Day celebrates the revealing of the Christ child to the entire world with the arrival of the three magi bearing royal gifts to the newborn child. Soon after we were married 45 years ago, my wife and I lived in Spain for 4 years. We soon discovered the big celebration of the Christmas season occurred in that country on Three Kings Day, the day of gift-giving and feasting, whereas Christmas Day was a quiet family day. It was a different custom than my wife and I had previously experienced. In those years, Christmas decorations and the display of Christmas tree was almost entirely done by the Americans living in Spain, and not the Spaniards. We soon realized that many of our family Christmas customs had come from our grandparents that had immigrated from Norway and Germany, and therefore reflected many of the Christian Christmas customs of those countries. As my wife and I have traveled, moved, and relocated many times in our lives, we continued to discover that there were many different and numerous customs and traditions used by people throughout the world to celebrate the season of Christmas and its Christian focus on God's gift of a Savior to the world in the birth of the Christ child, and ultimately leading on to the celebration of Easter. Besides Christmas celebration by Christians, there are also many other joyous celebrations that occur in the month of December, including the 8 days of Hanukkah, the 7 days of Kwanzaa, and the winter solstice, which occurred on December 21st. The winter solstice has always been my favorite personal celebration because it marks the start of the longer daylight hours in the Northern Hemisphere. It means that spring starts in only 91 more days. There is ample room in our diverse world for all these joyous celebrations without taking away or diluting the message and significance of Christmas. This year, December 21st, has also been the focus of the end of the Mayan calendar and their 5,125-year long count timetable. Some have warned that this means that the world as we know it will end on December 21st. Personally, I don't subscribe to this theory. I pre-recorded this community comment message on the morning of December 21st, and if you are listening to this Christmas Day message today, on December 25th, it would seem to me the theory that the Mayan calendar predicted the end of the world has been finally laid to rest. This has been Dwayne Riggi with a community comment, and wishing all of you a merry and joyous Christmas season and the gift of peace.
Community comment presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.